in front of the Kannapolis Cannonballers on this 2023 season, and it all begins today live from Kinston, North Carolina at beautiful Granger Stadium as the Ballers open up their 2023 season against the Down East Wood Ducks. Sagan friends, welcome into tonight's pregame show here on the Ballers Baseball Network. I'm your host, Dan Helody, bringing you all the action live on MILB.com, the First Pitch app, as well as KCBallers.com, your free audio stream online. No MILB.TV, we'll have that when we get back home on a Tuesday, April 18th, against the Charleston River Dogs. First pitch set for 6 o'clock p.m. in that matchup. We do have three games here on tap this weekend in Kinston, as the Down East Wood Ducks will host your Kannapolis Cannonballers for three games, and the Ballers will head up towards Delmarva. The Shorebirds await for six games next week up in Salisbury, Maryland. As for tonight's game, it's opening night. Kannapolis and Down East getting set and ready to go here at Granger Stadium. A great crowd on hand. We're ready for baseball here in Southeast North Carolina. Dude, the mascot, is out in the middle of the field getting the fans hype as the Down East Wood Ducks fans settling in and getting ready for tonight's matchup. A great matchup it is on the mound. We get Tyler Schweitzer, the lefty from Ball State, making his first appearance as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. He will get the start on the mound. As for the Down East Wood Ducks, they're going to send out one of the top high school pitching prospects out of last year's draft in Brock Porter, the righty from Milford, Michigan, a fourth round pick in 2022. Again, one of the more highly touted high school righty pitchers, born on June the 3rd of 2003, a 6'4 righty projected to toss some smoke on the bump for the Down East Wood Ducks. Again, out of the Texas Rangers organization, your Kannapolis Cannonballers out of the Chicago White Sox organization have a great roster assigned by the White Sox. Announced it today about noon or so. We get a 30-man roster, four on the injured list, and a whole bunch of talent on this team. Just a couple of quick notes. We have a whole bunch of returning guys on this roster. Wilbur Sanchez, a three-year returner now on the roster for Kannapolis. Jordan Sprinkle back, the Rainmaker. Here is the fourth round pick in 2022. He will start at the shortstop position tonight. He is back as well. Logan Glass notably spent some time up in AAA Charlotte in eight games last year with Charlotte. He produced mightily. He is back with Kannapolis, as is Joanna Villariano and Cabrera Weaver. A whole flurry of new names, and mainly it's the pitching side of things that bring the new names. Guys like Cade Meckles, a Shane Murphy making a return, but Peyton Paul, the tomorrow's starter, returns for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. We get guys like Peyton Paulette and Drew McDaniel, Cade Meckles, a whole bunch of new talent here on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, and what's sure to be a fantastic season of baseball. We'll have all 66 home games for you live here on KCBallers.com as well as MILB.TV. We'll have a whole bunch of road games as well. We'll get to travel a little bit and tell you a little bit about some of these ballparks that we get to visit to the Kannapolis Cannonballers as we start things off tonight in Kinston, North Carolina, about a four-hour drive from Kannapolis, as the two sides are getting introduced now to the crowd in a World Series introduction-style fashion here at Granger Stadium in Kinston. Tonight's pregame show, of course, bringing you all the action, is myself, Dan Helody, as we get set and ready to go. The Baller is going to bring a whole bunch of talent, of course, returning talent and new talent. As for the Down East Wood Ducks, a whole bunch of returning guys, guys like a Cam Cawley, a Tucker Mitchell, and Ian Moeller, even some of the arms coming back, Jackson Leith, Dylan McClain, Damian Mendoza, guys that were here last year and just need a little more development at this Down East Wood Ducks level of low-A baseball. And then you get a new bunch of new talent, and a whole bunch of new talent, that is, notably two outfield prospects in Anthony Gutierrez and Jason Morabel, two guys that are very highly touted prospects in the Texas Rangers organization, will be getting their debuts made here in Down East with the Wood Ducks. As things get set here in Kinston, both sides are getting introduced. Ballers tonight in the blue tops, gray pants, all blue caps with Boomer, a beloved mustachioed mascot, on the front of the cap. As the Down East Wood Ducks, it's going to be white tops, white pants, all black caps with the Down East Wood Duck logo on the front of the cap. Looks like some orange and green piping on the Down East Wood Ducks jerseys. Numbers are in green, outlined in black. As for the Ballers, again, the blue tops with the red numbers with yellow stars outlined in the numbers. As both sides getting introduced, we're going to get things going here in about 10 minutes from Kinston. We're excited to bring you all the action here live from Granger Stadium. We'll be back with the call at 7 o'clock. Your first pitch is coming up. Ballers and Wood Ducks getting the season underway. It's opening day 2023. We're happy to have you join us all year here on the Ballers Baseball Network. We'll be right back with all the action at 7 o'clock here live from Kinston. Sweeter words have never been uttered. It's time to play baseball. It's 2023, April 6th, 2023, and we are set to go here in Kinston, North Carolina, here at Granger Stadium, as the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Down East Wood Ducks getting set for the first of three matchups planned this week here in Kinston. Hi, good friends. Welcome into tonight's broadcast here live on the free audio stream, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. I'm your host, Dan Helody, bringing you all the action here live from Granger Stadium. The Ballers have a tall task tonight. They've got to face a righty by the name of Brock Porter for the Down East Wood Ducks. Porter, 6'4", 208-pound righty from Milford, Michigan, a fourth-round pick in 2022. Actually was named the top pitching prospect in the entire 2022 draft by MLB Pipeline. A very highly regarded righty picked in the fourth round of the 2022 draft. He is a very hard-throwing righty. He's got a fantastic changeup. He's going to sit 94 to 97 or so. He's going to also work a curveball and a slider. Will the righty, Brock Porter. He's got a fantastic fastball, 94-97. The big thing, though, is his slider. A high school senior, he was moving that slider in the mid-80s or so, and then that curveball drops in the upper 70s. It's a big change in the pace from the righty Porter. The Ballers will have a tough task tonight as Jordan Sprinkle is going to step in and begin the season for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Brock Porter wields up, and we are underway. First pitch delivered here at 7:01 from Kinston. First pitch is fouled off for a strike. 0-1 your count on Jordan Sprinkle, the Rainmaker. Sprinkle back for his second season with the Ballers. He spent some time here at the end of last year as the 0-1 curveball is cut on and missed for strike two. Quickly an 0-2 count now on the leadoff batter, Sprinkle. Porter wasting no time with the pitch clock. 0-2 to Sprinkle is a breaking ball off the plate and away. 1-2 your count. Again, Sprinkle spending some time at the end of last season with Kannapolis. Already back in here in action. 1-2 fastball is away. 2-2, your even count on the shortstop, Jordan Sprinkle. 22 games with the Ballers at the end of last year, batted 237 with a four-piece of extra base hits, 2-2. A patient approach from Sprinkle. He takes a fastball outside, 3-2. As now he went from 0-2 down to now working a full count is the leadoff batter, Sprinkle. Porter working quickly, 3-2. Fastball away, ball four, and Jordan Sprinkle with a fantastic approach at the plate. He'll draw a leadoff walk, and the Ballers have their first base runner of 2023. He takes a leadoff walk, and that'll send things to the two-hole batter in Mario Camaletti. Mario Camaletti, the DH, steps in, the lefty bat. One of the new fresh faces for the Ballers, a 5'9", 195-pound lefty bat, 23 years of age, an eighth-round pick in 2022. He is from Sterling Heights, Michigan. Went to school at Central Michigan. Sprinkle running on the first pitch. Pitch outside of the plate. Throw into second, and they got him. A good arm behind the dish by Ian Moeller. And just like that, Jordan Sprinkle gunned out at second base trying to catch the Wood Ducks sleeping. It's a 2-4 put out for the first out. A ball at the plate. So Camaletti will get a 1-0 count. Border now with bases empty. 1-0 fastball to Camaletti off the plate and away. 2-0 your count. Another new name, Mario Camaletti. Digging in as the lefty. Porter's 2-0. Fastball away. Quickly now 3-0 your count. Porter has thrown about 8 or 9 consecutive balls here. He hasn't thrown a strike in a couple of pitches. After getting a good start on Sprinkle, he has been hardly able to find the strike zone. I say that, it's the old broadcaster's curse on the 3-0. Fastball in there for a 3-1 count now. Camaletti, 2 games in 2022 with the Complex League, and that's all he could muster. As a 3-1 is up and away, ball 4. Back-to-back walks for the Kannapolis Cannonballers to lead off this ball game. Sprinkle gunned out on the stolen base attempt, but now Camaletti steps in over at first. He'll send things now to the big power bat of Tim Elko. Elko, the three-hole batter, steps in as the righty. Camaletti is at first. First pitch from Porter, a breaking ball is outside. 1-0 your count. Elko at the plate. Luis Pineda, the catcher, is your cleanup batter. He's on deck. Lyant Tapia, third baseman, will bat fifth. Drake Logan, right fielder, bats sixth. As the 1-0 from Porter, Elko cuts on it, lifts it high and foul down the first baseline. Count even now at 1-1. 7-8-9 for the Ballers tonight. Chris Lanzilli, the left fielder. Cabrera Weaver, the center fielder. And rounding it out is Wilmer Sanchez, the second baseman. Camaletti with a decent lead at first. Porter's pitch, breaking ball low and away. 2-1, good patient approach from Elko. Elko, the Ole Miss product. 10th round selection in 2022. Native of Lutz, Florida. 2-1, grounded sharply up the middle into center for a base knock, and Elko is on base. Now the Ballers with 3 batters in a row, all reaching base. Camaletti to second, Elko with a leadoff single. So now 2-1 and 1 down for the cleanup batter, it's Luis Pineda. Brock Porter already running into some trouble here in this first inning. Back-to-back walks and then a single up the middle, sharply hit by Elko. So now 2-1 and 1 down, and the power bat of Luis Pineda steps in. Defensive setup for Down East tonight. Left to right in the outfield. Yossi Galan against Gutierrez and Morabel. Pitch up and in on Pineda. 1-0 is your count. Again, Yossi Galan, Anthony Gutierrez, and Jason Morabel left to right in the outfield. Infield goes Figueroa, Cauley, Cueva, and Ortiz. Behind the dish is Ian Moeller. For the righty, Brock Porter. 1-0 in there. Called strike. 1-1 your count. 1 down here in this top of the first inning. Ballers already working with the offense. Camaletti at second, Elko at first. 1-1 from the righty. Off speed, cut on the miss for a strike. 1-2 your count on Pineda. Another fresh face for the Ballers. A free agent signee by the White Sox in 2018. Native of Puerto La Cruz, Venezuela. Spent 2022 in the Complex League. A 1-2 breaking ball blocked behind the dish by Moeller. It's a bit outside. He had to dive to his right. Count evens at 2-2. Again, a great crowd on hand here at Kinston's Granger Stadium. Some wispy clouds off in the sky. Wind blowing out towards left. Should help the righty batters today. 2-2 from Porter. Swing and a miss at the plate. Pineda down on strikes. Brock Porter picks up his first punch out of the day. Now it is 2 down and 2 on. That'll send it to Lyant Tapia. Lyant Tapia will step in. 2 on and 2 down. Brock Porter again picks up his first punch out of the day. Trying to get out of this first inning jam. Already running into some trouble here in this half inning. Porter's first pitch to Tapia, lifted high and foul. Over, everyone said. 0-1 your count. Porter, through 2/3 of an inning, has allowed the 2 walks and allowed the single to Elko. Sitting at just shy of 23 pitches. 0-1 gets past the catcher, Moeller into the backstop. More than likely a wild pitch from the righty Porter. That'll move the base runners up. Camaletti to third, Elko to second. On the wild pitch. So now Lyon Tapia with a 1-1 count. He's got base runners in scoring position. Ballers looking to strike first early here in this first inning. Porter comes set, pitch on the way. Fastball up and in on Tapia, 2-1. Porter working quickly on the bump. He's got a light blue, Carolina blue looking glove. So it spins the 2-1 on a breaking ball in there for a called strike, 2-2. And now Brock Porter one strike away from getting out of this first inning in which he's allowed some base runners. Drake Logan awaiting on deck. 2-2. Breaking ball inside. Good take from Tapia. Count will run full. Your third base coach for the Ballers is the new manager, Pat Leland. First base coach looks like it's Troy Clutch. It's Tapia at the plate. Full count, pitch on the way. Fastball up and away, ball four. And just like that, Lyon Tapia draws the third walk of the inning. And that'll load the bases now for the right fielder, Drake Logan. Already here, Brock Porter, the righty, running into some trouble. He's walked now three batters and given up a base knock. Other than Jordan Sprinkle being gunned down and a strikeout from Luis Pineda, it has been all Kannapolis Cannonballers in this top of the first inning. As now you get a mound visit and a pitching coach sent out for the Wood Ducks. It's Julio Valdez, the pitching coach, going out to have a chat with his young righty and Brock Porter. Again, a 6-4 righty. He's throwing hard. He's doing well as far as his velo and his spinning his breaking ball. He is sitting at 26 pitches, 10 strikes. However, he's got a little bit of trouble here. Bases loaded and two down. A true situation of either feast or famine for the Ballers. Logan cuts on the first pitch. This one is tapped just foul down the third base line. 0-1 your count. Drake Logan, a San Diego, California native, 6'4", 205-pound righty bat, a 19th-round selection in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox. He's got a big situation here. Bases loaded and two down. Porter's 0-1. Breaking ball catches the inner part of the plate for a called strike, 0-2. Home plate umpire tonight, Tyler Hovick. And out in the bases is Frank Jones. As assigned by the Carolina League. 0-2 from Porter. Breaking ball low. Moeller digs it up behind the dish. 1-2 your count. Again, a straightaway defensive setup for down east. With the bases loaded, you need it out basically at any pace. 1-2 count. Porter's pitch. Breaking ball up and in. Almost hits Logan. Count moves 2-2. Awaiting on deck, Chris Lanzilli, the left fielder. Ballers with a stretch in their lineup here when they have all three outfielders batting in a row. 2-2 to Logan. Fastball up and in. Good take from the righty bat. And now count runs full. Good patience from Drake Logan, the righty bat. Feast or famine here. 3-2 count, two outs. Porter's pitch. Runners going, fastball away, ball four, and just like that, it's the fourth walk of the inning. Drake Logan with a patient approach. Mario Camiletti is going to score. Elko to third, and to second goes Lyon Tapia. And just like that, the Ballers have already picked up one hit on the night, and that'll send things now to a 1-0 ball game. It looks like Brock Porter has got the yips in this first inning. Now it looks like manager Carlos Maldonado is going to come out and have a chat, and that's going to be the end of the night for Brock Porter. He comes out in two-thirds of an inning, 31 pitches, and he allows four walks and one hit. And already it's going to be a new arm on the way for the Down East Wood Ducks. We'll take a quick break here in Kinston, and we'll be right back with the new pitcher on the way for the Woodies. 1-0 Ballers here in the top of the first. Well, the Down East Wood Ducks have already elected to make a pitching change here in this one. It's the top of the first inning. The Kannapolis Cannonballers on top, 1-0, thanks to a four-piece of walks and a base knock. And the Ballers have picked up a 1-0 lead. The lefty Seth Clark takes over for the righty Brock Porter on the bump for the Wood Ducks. First pitch is in there to Chris Lanzilli for a called strike. 0-1 is your count. Clark, 6'3", 220-pound lefty from Loganville, Georgia, an undrafted free agent signee in 2022 by the Texas Rangers. The lefty now will offer the pitch. It's inside and low to Lanzilli. 1-1 is your count. Just an update for you as well. Elko at third. At second is Lion Tapia. And at first is Drake Logan. For your Kannapolis Cannonballers, Lanzilli swings at the 1-1. This one's lifted high and deep left field. If it's fair, it's gone. It's foul. Ball was tattooed off the bat of Chris Lanzilli. Just lands a little foul, though. And that'll send things to a 1-2 count. Final line at the moment for Porter. Again, just two-thirds of an inning. One hit, one run, four walks, and a strikeout. Lanzilli fouls off the 1-2 off his own foot. Keep the count at 1-2. We'll do it again. Ballers have had a patient approach tonight against Brock Porter, who really wasn't missing by much. He was kind of missed the breaking balls. The fastball had some life. However, Seth Clark takes it over now as the 1-2 offered. It's a breaking ball. Ring him up. Got him looking. It's a called third strike. Chris Lanzilli down looking, and the bases will be stranded full for Kannapolis. But they do pick up the one run on the one hit and four walks in that first inning. Now they'll turn things over to the lefty, Tyler Schweitzer. Bottom of the first headed your way after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. The lefty Tyler Schweitzer takes the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the first inning here at Granger Stadium in Kinston. And Schweitzer will offer the first pitch in this bottom of the first. It's lifted high and foul. 0-1 is your count. The lefty Schweitzer making his first start as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. 6 foot, 185-pound lefty from Fishers, Indiana. He'll offer the 0-1, grounded towards second base. Wilmer Sanchez makes the clean play, fired to first in time. And just like that, Cam Cauley is the first out of the bottom of the first. One down now, and that'll send things to Anthony Gutierrez. Schweitzer working quickly with that pitch clock, of course, here at this low A level. Anthony Gutierrez will step in, one of the higher regarded prospects for the Texas Rangers. Schweitzer's offering in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count. Again, Schweitzer the lefty. A fifth-round selection, 161st overall by the White Sox in 2022. Ranked the number 24 overall prospect in the White Sox system per MLB pipeline. Off-speed pitch down and low to Gutierrez. 1-1 your count. Gutierrez from El Tocuyo of Venezuela. 1-1 offered, lifted high and foul, heads up down the first baseline. 1-2 your count on Gutierrez. Jason Morabel awaiting on deck for the Down East Wood Ducks. Bottom of the first. And now we get a time call and a pitch clock violation on Schweitzer. So it looks like it'll be a 2-2 count. Schweitzer's 2-2 to Gutierrez. Swung and a miss at the plate. Pineda makes the block. He's going to have to throw to first to confirm it. But Tyler Schweitzer picks up his first punch out. That is the second out of the bottom of the first already. That'll send things to the lefty bat of Jason Morabel. Jason Morabel steps in, the right fielder. Ian Mulder, catcher, the cleanup batter, awaiting on deck. Glader Figueroa, the third baseman, will bat fifth as the pitch is spun in by Schweitzer. And it's cut on and missed by Morabel for a called strike, 0-1. Miguel Villarreal, the DH, bats sixth. Daniel Cueva, second baseman, bats seventh. Yossi Galan, left fielder, batting eighth. And batting ninth is the first baseman, Abby Ortiz, for the Down East Wood Ducks under the leadership of Carlos Maldonado. Schweitzer's fastball catches the outside part of the plate. 0-2 your count. Schweitzer working quickly. Morabel stands up straight at the plate. 0-2 from the lefty. Fastball just a bit off the plate and away. 1-2 now. Defensive setup for your ballers tonight. Left to right in the outfield, it's Lanzilli, Weaver, and Logan. Infield goes Tapia, Sprinkle, Sanchez, and Elko. And behind the dish is Luis Pineda. Schweitzer tries to get the breaking ball in there on Morabel, but it's blocked by Pineda. 2-2 now. Two down, bottom first. Ballers on top. 1-0 here in Kinston. Schweitzer with a 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and tapped just a bit foul. Keep the count at 2-2, and we'll do it again. Morabel, a lefty bat, 6'2", 170 pounds, from Luperon, Dominican Republic. Schweitzer with a 2-2 count, pitches on the way. Fastball just a bit off the plate. Count will run full on Jason Morabel. Luis Pineda behind the dish. Tried to frame it, tried to make it look good. Just missed a little bit, though. Full count, two down. Pitch on the way from Schweitzer. Swung on, lifted high in the air to left field. After it is Lanzilli in foul ground. Diving after it. Does he make the grab? Yes, he does. What a grab. Chris Lanzilli out in left field with a diving effort in foul ground. And that sends things into the top of the second inning. What a grab in left by Chris Lanzilli. Bottom of the first is complete. Top second after a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Kannapolis on top, 1-0 from Kinston. Eight, 9-1 due up in the order. Top of the second inning here in Kinston. Camaro Weaver steps in against the lefty Seth Clark as the Kannapolis Cannonballers lead 1-0 over the Down East Wood Ducks here at Granger Stadium. Weaver steps in. He'll cut on the first pitch from Clark, grounded towards short. Making the play is Cauley. Fires the first in time for the out. It'll be a quick one pitch, one out scenario. Just like that, Cabrera Weaver, the first out of the second. That'll send things to the nine hole and Wilbur Sanchez. Cabrera Weaver with a new approach at the plate, a new swing. He's been working on that in the offseason. Cutting on the first pitch rather aggressively, and how Sanchez steps in. Third baseman and Figueroa kind of cheating in. Pitch is inside to Sanchez in the inside corner, though, for a called strike. Figueroa, the third baseman, cheating in. Sanchez, the speedster, in the nine hole. 0-1 is inside and low, 1-1. Again, Sanchez back for his third iteration of time with the Ballers. 5'10", 160-pound, 21-year-old from Caracas, Venezuela. Fouls off the 1-1. Lifted foul, 1-2. Top of the order, and Jordan Sprinkle awaiting on deck. Top second, one down. Ballers on top, 1-0. Here's the 1-2 from Clark. Lifted high and foul down the right field line. It's foul, and it lands in the seats. Keep the count at 1-2 on Wilbur Sanchez. First time through the order for Kannapolis. They pick up just one hit, but the one run is offered as well. 1-2 off the plate from Clark. 2-2 now on the nine-hole man in Sanchez. Clark entering again in relief of Brock Porter, the righty, only able to make it two-thirds of an inning. Sanchez with a desperation swing on the 2-2, grounded toward first. Avi Ortiz makes the play. He doesn't even have to move his feet. He just steps on the bag for the out, just like that. Two quick outs. Wilbur Sanchez is out. Two down, nobody on, and Jordan Sprinkle, top of the order, steps in. Ballers offense in that first inning. Sweet as a papaya. Able to get four base runners on via a free pass. Pitch is just a bit off the plate and away. 1-0 your count. Sprinkle with one of those four walks. He tried to swipe second base as well. Just got a little too anxious. As the 1-0 is up and in now, 2-0. Sprinkle back with Kannapolis. Talked to him a little bit the other day on Media Day. He was saying that he wanted to work on his bat. We know what the fielding can do. We know what the arm is for Sprinkle as the 2-0 sharply grounded towards second. Quaver makes the play. Quickly moves to first in time for the out. It's a ground down, and just like that, a 1-2-3 inning for Seth Clark on the bump. The Ballers now will turn things over back to Schweitzer, who got a 1-2-3 inning himself in the bottom of the first. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Bottom second, Ballers on top, 1-0 from Kinston on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ian Moeller leads things off. Bottom of the second inning here at Granger Stadium in Kinston. Tyler Schweitzer back out on the bump for the Ballers. He spins the curveball in there. Oh, my, what a beauty. In there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count. On the cleanup batter, Ian Moeller. Glader Figueroa and Miguel Villarroel awaiting in the wings here in this bottom of the second inning. 0-1 in there for a called strike. 0-2. Schweitzer wasting no time. He is pounding the strike zone with breaking balls and fastballs. He's not going to blow you away with the velocity, but he will throw the strike as the 0-2 is just a bit off the plate and away. 1-2 on Ian Moeller, the catcher. A fourth round pick in 2021 out of Dubuque, Iowa, is Ian Moeller. 6'1", 215-pound catcher. He cuts on the 1-2, grounded towards third. Tapia moves to his left, makes the play, has to muscle it over across the diamond, but he's in there in time for the out. It's a 5-3 ground out for Ian Moeller. Tapia had to hurry that throw as he kind of took his time fielding the ball, but he's able to muscle it over. Looks like O'Neill Cruz over there at the hot corner. As now Glader Figueroa steps in for the Wood Ducks. First pitch from the lefty, Schweitzer, low and off the plate. Move it to a 1-0 count. And Schweitzer, a fifth-round pick, Fishers, Indiana native. Pitched collegiately at Ball State in 2022. 1-0 grounded towards second from Figueroa. Sanchez makes the play, fires to first in time for the out. Two groundouts here in the second inning. Mulder and now Figueroa. That'll send things to Miguel Villarroel. Miguel Villarroel steps in, 6-foot, 190-pound righty bat from Gurria, Venezuela. Free agent signing in 2019, pitch cut and missed for a strike, 0-1 your count. Schweitzer has looked superb tonight in this ball game. He's done well so far. He's been able to move the breaking ball around, 0-1. Curveball just a bit off the plate and away, 1-1. Schweitzer, again, not going to blow you away with the velocity, but he will spin the breaking ball in and find the strike zone. 1-1, cut on and fouled off with an emergency swing from Villarroel. Count moves 1-2. Awaiting on deck is Daniel Cueva. 1-2 count, Schweitzer's pitch, swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, strikeout number 2 on the night for Schweitzer, and it's another 1-2-3 inning. It's superb stuff from the lefty, Tyler Schweitzer through 2. We'll send things now to the top of the third here in Kinston. Ballers on top, 1-0 over the Down East Wood Ducks on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, it's a lefty on the bump for the Down East Wood Ducks, but it's a new lefty. It's a lefty that is 6'3", 190 pounds from Madison, Wisconsin, a fourth-round pick in 2020 by the Texas Rangers. Actually born in Portland, Oregon, is Dylan McLean, a Central Catholic High School product in Portland, Oregon. Is the lefty McLean. He's a third arm used by the Wood Ducks tonight. He'll enter the game. Pitch is delivered off the plate and away to Mario Camilleni. 2-0 your count. It was a pitch clock violation offered to start off the inning. So a 2-0 count on Camilleni. Pitch on the way. McLean offers a breaking ball in there for a called strike. 2-1 now on Camilleni. Meat of the order, two up. Camilleni, Elko, and Pineda for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 2-1. Camilleni lifts this one high and deep into right center field. Backtracking is Gutierrez. He'll camp under it and make the grab for the out. It's a loud fly out for Mario Camilleni. First out is had at the top of the third. That'll send things to Tim Elko, first baseman. Camilleni now 0-1. He had a walk in the first. Tim Elko is 1-1. He has the ball game's only hit so far with that single in the first inning. McLean's pitch on the way. Elko cuts on it, lifts it high and foul. 0-1 your count. McLean spending all of 2022 with the Down East Wood Ducks in 21 games. A 2-0 record with a 3.96 ERA. In 25 innings, picked up 16 strikeouts. Again, all of last season with the Down East Wood Ducks. Pitch is up and away to Elko, 1-1. Again, Elko, the Lutz, Florida native, just north of Tampa. 1-1, a breaking ball cut and missed for a called strike. 1-2 now, Elko swings and misses. Elko, a big guy, 6'4", 240-pound bat. Again, one of the heroes of the Ole Miss College World Series winning team. Pitch up and away from McLean, 2-2. One down, top of the third inning. Luis Pineda, the catcher, waiting on deck. 2-2. Elko checks, swings. Does he go around? No, says our infield umpire and Frank Jones. Count will run full. Elko trying to hold back on that tough pitch from the lefty McLean. Full count, one out. McLean working quickly, pitch on the way. Breaking ball, Elko pulls it foul down the third base line. Keep the count at 3-2. Elko saw the breaking ball and just went a little too early on it. Again, full count, one down. McLean will offer the pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. Elko down on strikes. He got tricked by a fastball. Dylan McLean gets his first punch out of the night. Two down now and nobody on for the catcher, Luis Pineda. Pineda, the only strikeout victim of the night for the starter, Brock Porter. Again, Porter's night ending a lot sooner than he had hoped. Breaking ball in the dirt. Caught by the catcher, Moeller. 1-0 your count. Porter's night is done after two-thirds of an inning. We're now in the top of the third. Seth Clark, the lefty, entering with an inning and a third. A clean inning and a third. As a 1-0 almost hits Pineda in the legs. We'll move the count to 2-0 on the baller's catcher. Clark with an inning and a third. No hits, no runs, no walks, and a strikeout. McLean has picked up a strikeout through two-thirds of an inning. 2-0. Pineda offers a check swing. Does he go around? No, says Frank Jones, our infield umpire. Count quickly, 3-0. The lefty McLean trying to find the strike zone against Luis Pineda. Again, Pineda 0-1 with a strikeout. Awaiting on deck is Lyon Tapia. McLean's 3-0, fastball upstairs, ball 4. A good patient approach from Luis Pineda. It's a 2-out walk. The ballers have another base runner. That'll send things again to the third baseman, Lyon Tapia. Lyon Tapia steps in, the righty bat. Pineda at first. McLean offers the pitch, a big swing and a miss from Tapia. 0-1 your count. McLean offering a breaking ball first pitch, and Tapia had one intention, and that was to send that ball back to Kannapolis. 0-1, another breaking ball in there for a called strike, 0-2. Pineda at first base after the free pass. Quickly an 0-2 count. Drake Logan awaiting on deck. 0-2 from McLean. Another breaking ball. This one's low and inside. 1-2 your count. Lyon Tapia 0-0 and a walk in the first inning against Brock Porter. 1-2 from the lefty. Breaking ball is just a bit inside. Half the Down East Wood Ducks defense started walking back to the dugout. They thought that was called strike three. Just a little too close. 2-2 count, two down. Here's the pitch. Check swing, doesn't matter, called strike three. Lyon Tapia down looking at the third strike as he gets a breaking ball from Dylan McLean, and that is the third out of the top of the third inning. So despite a two-out walk, the baller is unable to get any more offense. Still just the one run in the first inning with the one hit from Tim Elko. Pretty quiet ball game so far, good pitcher's duel, and that'll send things to Tyler Schweitzer. Bottom of the third after a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Bottom third of the order due up here in the bottom of the third. First pitch to Daniel Cueva, lifted in the air, high and deep into left center field. Backtracking is Lanzilli. He'll camp under it just shy of the warning track. One pitch and one out. It's a fly out into left for Daniel Cueva for the second baseman of the Down East Wood Ducks. Just like that, seven up and seven down so far for the lefty Tyler Schweitzer. He has had a masterful night on the bump so far in this one. That'll send things to the Santo Domingo Dominican Republic native in Yossi Galan. Galan, the left fielder, with the pink arm sleeve on his right arm, will get the first pitch from Schweitzer. Breaking ball is low. 1-0 is your count. Schweitzer working quickly. 1-0. Galan cuts on it and fouls it off. Straight back. 1-1 your count. Story of the game so far, it's been a relatively quiet game. Just one hit in total for these two sides. It came from Tim Elko in the first inning. 1-1, big swing and a miss on a fastball up and in on Galan, 1-2. Yossi Galan spent last season here in Down East as well. Kind of tore through the Ballers lineup last year as the 1-2 fouled off by Galan. Keep the count at 1-2. Galan kind of torched the Ballers for the majority of last season. He's back here in Town East. The Ballers are certainly hoping for different results. 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Tyler Schweitzer picks up his third punch out of the night. It's a big swing and a miss on a fastball for Yossi Galan. And now the nine-hole batter, Abby Ortiz, will step in. Abby Ortiz steps in, the first baseman. Again, another returner for the Down East Wood Ducks. A lefty-lefty matchup. Breaking ball is just a bit upstairs from Schweitzer, 1-0. Schweitzer has worked the breaking ball well tonight, but it's been the fastball kind of surprising some of these batters. 1-0 fastball, tried to hook it a little too much. It's outside, 2-0 your count. Top of the order, and Cam Collier waiting on deck for the Wood Ducks. 2-0 count here, Schweitzer's pitch. Low and away, 3-0. Abby Ortiz working a quick 3-0 count as the Wood Ducks still searching for their first base runner of the game. Schweitzer's pitch on the way. Fastball is away. Ball four. Just like that, it's a four-pitch walk to Abby Ortiz with two outs here in the third inning. So it won't be a perfecto, but still something else intact here in this bottom of the third inning for Tyler Schweitzer. Runner on first base and top of the order, and Cam Collie steps in. Collie with a quick ground out in the first inning to the second baseman Sanchez. Schweitzer got the better of him in the first at-bat. Pitch, check swing, did he go? No, says Frank Jones. 1-0 your count on Collie. Houston, Texas native is Collie, a third-round pick in 2021 by the Texas Rangers. Rangers organization thinks pretty highly of Cam Collie. 1-0 fouled off, straight back, 1-1 your count. Collie was assigned to Down East about the midpoint of last year. Spent some time here with the Wood Ducks. And is back here to start off the 2023 season. 1-1 count. Schweitzer takes a look at first. Pitch on the way. Collie sharp grounder towards short. Sprinkle backhand. Throws the second. It's in time. Four out number three. A nice play at short by Jordan Sprinkle. Gets the force out at second. Abby Ortiz is out on the 6-4 play. Cam Collie grounds into the fielder's choice. That'll do it for the third inning, and that'll send things into the top of the fourth after a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Canapolis on top, 1-0 against the Down East Wood Ducks. Drake Logan, the right fielder, steps in to lead things off here in the fourth inning for the Canapolis Cannonballers, who are on top. 1-0 over the Down East Wood Ducks. Dylan McLean, the lefty, back out on the bump. Pitch on the way at 2. Logan is up and away. 1-0 is your count now on the Ballers right fielder. Drake Logan, Chris Lanzilli, and Cabrera Weaver do up here in this top of the fourth inning. 1-0 in there for a called strike on a breaking ball from McLean. 1-1 now is your count. Logan, Lanzilli, and Cabrera Weaver do up, all three outfielders, as Logan bloops the 1-1 down the right field line. That ball's fair. That's going to get into the corner. Rounding first, headed for second is Drake Logan. Just getting to the ball is Morabell in right, and it's a stand-up double for the right fielder, Drake Logan. He's got his first hit as a Canapolis Cannonballer. He's now 1-for-1 on the night. That'll send things to Chris Lanzilli, the left fielder. Ballers pick up their second hit of the ball game. It's a bloop double down the right field line from Drake Logan. And now Lanzilli steps in with a runner in scoring position and nobody out. Lanzilli struck out looking to end the first inning. He also made a SportsCenter top five catch down the line in left as he cuts on the pitch and misses for a called strike. 0-1 your count. Of course, here in Kinston at Granger Stadium, no MILB.TV video stream. We didn't really have a video of that diving grab Lanzilli made. I'm telling you, though, if we had video of it, that's on SportsCenter's top five. Lanzilli lifts the 0-1 high and deep left center field. Backtracking Galan, backtracking Gutierrez. It's on the base of the wall, and it's in play still. But that'll be a double for Chris Lanzilli. Drake Logan's going to score, and the Ballers add to the lead. That ball perfectly placed into left center field by Lanzilli. Logan's going to score. 2-0 Kannapolis now in the fourth inning. The Ballers' offense doing well here to start off this fourth, and now Cabrera Weaver is going to step in. Weaver on a first pitch, ground out in the second. The Ballers kind of playing station to station. Weaver, another quick approach, grounds this one to third, making the play is Figueroa across the diamond in time for the out. One pitch, one out, just like that for Cabrera Weaver. Runner stays put at second. It is Lanzilli. Drake Logan scoring on that RBI double from Lanzilli. No multi-hit games yet, as there's only been three hits in the ballgame. One for Elko, and then doubles for Logan and Lanzilli. Wilbur Sanchez, nine-hole man, steps in. One on second base and one out. McLean's offering. Fastball low and inside. 1-0 is your count. Wilbur Sanchez 0 for 1, a ground out in the second inning to the first baseman and Abby Ortiz. Top of the order and Sprinkle awaiting on deck. 1-0 count, McLean's pitch. Breaking ball, swung on and fouled straight back. 1-1 is your count. Count on La Chispa. Wilbur Sanchez, as he's known in the clubhouse. Chispa roughly translating it to the spark. He indeed is the spark on offense at times for the Ballers. 1-1 sharp grounder past the shortstop, Colley in the left. Moving up to third will be Lanzilli, and Wilbur Sanchez is going to pick up a base knock here in this fourth inning. Moving again to third is Lanzilli. Sanchez with a sharp grounder ends up in a left, and now two on and one down for the top of the order in Jordan Sprinkle. Sprinkle with runners on the corners. Lanzilli is at third. Sanchez at first. Ballers have picked up three hits in this fourth inning. These boys so far tonight are deserving of some queso later. Pitch on the way. Sprinkle lifts this one high and foul down the right field line. 0-1 is your count. Sprinkle is 0 for 1 in the night. He walked in the first. He's caught stealing just one pitch later. And he had a ground out in the second. Lanzilli at third, Sanchez at first. Ballers lead 2-0, and they're looking for more. McLean's 0-1. Fastball is in there for a called strike, 0-2. A good fastball to Sprinkle. 0-2 count, one down. Here at the top of the fourth, Ballers looking to create some offense is now a quick check on the runner at first in Sanchez. Sanchez is a stolen base threat. Led the Ballers in 2022 with stolen bases. He had over 30 by what seemed to be the midpoint of last year. 0-2 from McLean. Breaking ball low and inside. Sprinkle has to move the hips, and they don't lie, to avoid getting hit by the pitch. 1-2 your count on the Rainmaker, Jordan Sprinkle. 5'11", 180-pound, 22-year-old from Palm Springs, California. Product of UC Santa Barbara is Jordan Sprinkle. 1-2 is inside. Count will move 2-2. Sprinkle, a fourth-round pick again by the White Sox. Grew up admiring Ozzie Smith, the wizard at the shortstop position. McLean's 2-2. Big swing and a miss for a strike three call. McLean picks up his third punch out of the day. Jordan Sprinkle down swinging for the second out of the fourth. Ballers still in business, though. Mario Camaletti, the DH, is going to step in with runners on the corners and two down. Ballers on top, 2-0 here in this top of the fourth inning. Runners on the corners. Camaletti steps in. He's 0-1. He has been swinging the bat well, though. First pitch, grounded towards second. Making the play is Cueva. He'll flip it to first in time for the out. It's a 4-3 ground out. Mario Camaletti 0-2. But the Ballers pick up another run, and they pick up three hits in that fourth inning. They pick up back-to-back doubles from Drake Logan and Chris Lanzilli. And then Wilbur Sanchez adds a single as well. Bottom four after a quick break here from Granger Stadium in Kinston. Kannapolis on top 2-0 over the Down Eastwood Ducks on the Ballers Baseball Network. Meat of the order due up at the bottom of the fourth inning for the Down Eastwood Ducks. Anthony Gutierrez is going to step in against Tyler Schweitzer. Back out for his fourth inning of action. And Gutierrez cuts on the first pitch. This one's fouled off. 0-1 is your count. Gutierrez, Jason Morabell, and Ian Moeller due up for the Wood Ducks, who trail 2-0 to your Kannapolis Cannonballers here at Granger Stadium in Kinston. Schweitzer's pitch lifted high and foul by Gutierrez. 0-2 is your count. Of course, happy opening day across the Carolina League here in this 2023 season. Game 1 of 132 on tap for the 2023 season. And it all starts tonight. Schweitzer offers the 0-2. Grounded up the middle. Backhand play by Sanchez. He can't get the transfer off cleanly. And it'll be the first hit of the ball game for the Down Eastwood Ducks. Anthony Gutierrez with a single up the middle against Sanchez. Making a clean backhand play over the middle of the second base bag. Just could not get the transfer off cleanly. Schweitzer goes 3-plus no-hit innings before allowing his first hit of the night. So now the Wood Ducks have their second base runner of the ball game, and Jason Morabell will step in. A good lead at first for Gutierrez. Schweitzer pays no mind, though. Pitch in the dirt gets by the catcher, Pineda. That's going to allow Gutierrez to scurry up to second. That's a wild pitch off the arm of Tyler Schweitzer. 1-0 count on Jason Morabell, and a runner now in scoring position for the first time all night for the Down Eastwood Ducks. Ian Moeller, the catcher, awaiting on deck. As Morabell stepping in, 0-1 with a flyout back in the first inning on a diving play by Chris Lanzilli. 1-0 is in there for a called strike. 1-1 your count. As I was trying to mention before everything kind of blew up here in Granger Stadium, it is opening night. A whole bunch of other games going on in the Carolina League. We'll take a peek at some of the scores if we can get to it. 1-1. Grounded towards first. Elko with a backhand play. He'll step on the bag at first in time for the out. It'll be a ground out for Morabell, but it is productive. It moves Gutierrez from second to third. Just like that, the Wood Ducks have a runner 90 feet away from scoring. One down in the inning. Runner on third, and Ian Moeller steps in. Other games in the Carolina League tonight. Bottom of the third in Myrtle Beach. The Charleston River Dogs visiting Myrtle Beach. They lead 3-0. Delmarva at Salem. The Shorebirds leading 5-1 over the Salem Red Sox in the bottom of the third in that one. Breaking ball, first pitch to Moeller is inside and low. 1-0 is your count. Just a few other games starting tonight, of course. Not the full slate. Some teams getting started tomorrow as they'll play the weekend. Ballers and Wood Ducks, though, getting an early start to things. That breaking ball is in there on a called strike. 1-1 your count on Moeller. Scheduled games today, tomorrow, and Saturday. We'll have Easter Sunday off. 1-1 count, Schweitzer's pitch. Big swing and a miss from Ian Moeller. 1-2 your count. Schweitzer's curveball has been the public enemy number one tonight for the Down East Wood Ducks. It's just been effective. He's been working that in comparison with a fastball, and it's just proved to be effective. 1-2. Swing and miss at the plate. He struck him out. It's another strikeout for Tyler Schweitzer, number four on the night. Two down now. Runner on third, and trying to get out of it is Schweitzer. Glader Figueroa will step in. Figueroa, the lefty, steps in. He's 0-1 on the day. Grounded out to the second baseman back on the second. Pitches in there on a fastball. Called strike. 0-1 is your count. Schweitzer looking in for the signs from the catcher, Pineda. 0-1 count. Two down. Ballers on top. 2-0. Bottom fourth. Grounded up the middle on the 0-1 by Figueroa. Diving stop by Sanchez. Can he make the play at first? No! It's a bang-bang play at the first base bag. And it'll be an infield single for Glader Figueroa, who gets in there just in time. Anthony Gutierrez is going to score on the play. And now the Ballers have had their lead cut in half. They now lead just 2-1. Tying run is at first base for the Down East Wood Ducks. It's Glader Figueroa. Miguel Figueroa will step in. He cuts on the pitch and lifts this one down the right field line. Foul. 0-1 your count on Villarroel. So Schweitzer allows his first run of the ball game. It is a RBI single for Glader Figueroa. A great play by Sanchez. Quick check on the runner at first, not in time. Keep the count at 0-1. Schweitzer's ERA climbs now to a 2.45. Again at 3 2/3 innings so far with four punch-outs. 0-1, sharp grounder down the right field line. That's going to be fair. That's going to be trouble. Down in the third, the right field line is Logan. And moving around are the Wood Ducks. Throw comes in, and it's going to be an RBI double off the bat of Miguel Figueroa. As scoring on the play is Glader Figueroa. He hustles all the way around from first to score on the play. And just like that, this ball game is tied. RBI double from Miguel Villarroel. And now we'll get a time called, and Blake Hickman, pitching coach of the Kannapolis Cannonballers, is going to come out and have a chat with his lefty and Tyler Schweitzer. Schweitzer had a fantastic night at the mound tonight so far. He's just run into a little bit of trouble in this fourth. A couple of nicely placed grounders from the Wood Ducks. And now this ball game is tied at 2 in this bottom of the fourth inning. Daniel Cueva, second baseman's going to step in. Go ahead, run at second. It's Villarroel. Cueva over 1 with a fly out into left back in the third inning. Schweitzer's pitch, big swing and a miss. 0-1 your count. Daniel Cueva. 0-1 on the night, but he's got a big spot here with Villarroel at the second base bag. Schweitzer's 0-1. Lifted high and foul, 0-2. And Blake Hickman going out to have a chat with Tyler Schweitzer, who's had a fantastic outing so far. It's just been this fourth inning where he's allowed three hits. 0-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. There's strikeout number 5 on the night for Tyler Schweitzer. Danier Cueva down, a swinging and missing for the third out of the fourth inning. But damage is done. The Wood Ducks add two runs on three hits, and this ball game is knotted at two. We'll head to the top of the fifth after a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Six foot three, 165-pound, 19-year-old from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. It's Jose Corniel. New arm on the bump for the Down East Wood Ducks here on the top of the fifth inning. It's the fourth arm they've used tonight. First pitch from Corniel is inside on a breaking ball to Tim Elko. It is a ball one now. 1-0 count on Elko, the big righty bat. He is 1-for-2 on the night and a single in the first. Elko cuts on the 1-0. Tap towards third base, making a clean play on it is Figueroa across the diamond in time for the out. Just like that, it's the first out of the inning had for the Down East Wood Ducks. Luis Pineda, catcher, will step in. He's 0-for-1 on the night with a strikeout. As Jose Corniel enters the game. Last season in 2022, four starts, 22 total games, 3-5 with a 5.45 ERA. Pineda fouls the first pitch off of his at-bat. 0-1 is your count. Now we get time called. It looks like our home plate umpire, Tyler Hovick, might have gotten a piece of it. Looks like the trainer for the Down East Wood Ducks in Neil Ori is going to go have a peek at our home plate umpire in Tyler Hovick. It looks like he might have gotten a nick of that foul ball from Luis Pineda. Looks like everyone's okay. We'll resume play. 0-1 count. One down. Top of the fifth inning here at Granger Stadium in Kinston. It's opening night here in the 2023 Carolina League season. 0-1 count, Corniel's pitch. Check swing, Pineda goes around on it, called strike two. Everybody's hopes are as high as they will ever be here on opening night. 0-2, Pineda muscles this one high and deep in the center. Is it deep enough? Gutierrez, warning track, will make the grab for the out. It's a loud fly out for Pineda. Two down now. That'll send things to Lion Tapia, the third baseman. Tapia is 0-for-1 on the night with a strikeout. He did draw a walk as well in the first. Lion Tapia will get the pitch. This one's cut on a miss for strike. 1-0-1 your count. Corniel, the 19-year-old righty, working quickly. 0-1. Fastball up and in, and it hits Tapia in the hand. And he is in some discomfort. Lion Tapia is going to get first base awarded as A.J. Smith is going to immediately run out and check on Lion Tapia. He got hit in the hand. And that cannot feel good. And it is a hit-by-pitch from Corniel. So the Ballers will have a two-out base runner. We'll see if Tapia stays in the ballgame, as it looks like the fastball ran up and hit Tapia in the hand. Couldn't quite tell from my vantage point if it's his right hand or his left. Looks like A.J. Smith is going to walk with him down that first base bag. It looks like it's his left hand for Lyon Tapia. On a good note, it's not his throwing hand. However, that definitely smarts, as they say. Tapia is going to stay in the ballgame. He's going to walk to first, as A.J. Smith is going to let him be. Drake Logan, the right fielder, is going to step in. Of course, no pitch clock violation or any of that nature. It's an injury. Corniel's pitch is offered. Logan will take a fastball down the middle for a strike. Tapia stays in the ballgame after getting plunked in the hand with a fastball. He's shaking it off over there, trying to just alleviate some of the discomfort. 0-1 from Corniel. Logan check swings on it, and he will get the strike awarded, 0-2. Chris Lanzilia waiting on deck. 0-2 count, two outs. Corniel looking to get out of this inning. Logan wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. Runner going on the 0-2. Breaking ball at the plate is outside. Throwing a second, and they got him at second. Well, the Ballers have not been able to pick up a stolen base yet in this ballgame. They're now 0-2. Sprinkle gunned out at second. And Lyon Tapia is out as well on a 2-4 putout at the second base bag. That will conclude things in the top of the fifth. Ballers get a base runner on a two-out hit-by-pitch, but they can't get anything from there. They'll send things back to Tyler Schweitzer on the bump. Bottom five after a quick break here from Kinston on the Ballers Baseball Network. Yossi Galan will lead things off, bottom of the fifth inning for the Down East Wood Ducks here at Granger Stadium. Tyler Schweitzer back out on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Galan lifts on the first pitch into center. Backtracking Cabrera Weaver, one pitch, one out. Just like that, Tyler Schweitzer is through now 4 1/3 on the night. Yossi Galan now 0-2. He's got a flyout and now on the night as well as a strikeout. That'll send things to Abby Ortiz. Nobody on, one down. Ortiz with a walk back in the third. He was the first base runner of the night for the Down East Wood Ducks. Breaking ball is inside from Schweitzer. 1-0 your count. 1-0 count. The lefty's offering. Breaking ball low. 2-0 your count. Javi Ortiz has not seen a strike yet tonight from the lefty Schweitzer. It was a four-pitch walk in the third. Ortiz taking a patient approach here. 2-0 from Schweitzer. Fastball right down Broadway for a called strike. 2-1 your count of the Bayamon Puerto Rico native, Avi Ortiz. Schweitzer working quickly. 2-1. Swing and a miss at the plate from Ortiz. He liked the fastball he saw. Count moves to 2-2. Schweitzer with a glove up near the jaw. Time called at the plate. Avi Ortiz offering a time call. 2-2 count. Top of the order, and Cam Cawley awaiting on deck. Avi Ortiz will swing and a miss at the plate on the 2-2. It's a strikeout again for Tyler Schweitzer. That is now a 6 on the night. Swing and a miss for Ortiz. Now 2 down, nobody on. Top of the order, shortstop Cam Cawley steps in. That's a 6-piece strikeout night for Tyler Schweitzer. Cawley lines this first pitch softly over to second. Wilbur Sanchez makes the play. And just like that, the fifth inning is complete. It's a soft lineout for Cam Cawley. And that concludes the fifth inning. We'll send things into the top of the sixth here from Granger Stadium in Kinston after a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. This one is tied at 2-2. Drake Logan steps in to lead things off here in the top of the sixth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's a tie ball game here in Kinston. 2-2 is your score. The Ballers jumping out quickly to a 2-0 lead, and then the Wood Ducks answering in that fourth inning with two runs of their own. Drake Logan will step back in after his at-bat in the fifth was cut short on a stolen base caught stealing attempt. Logan's first pitch from Courtney Elbeck out for another inning of action is cut on and fouled off down the third baseline. 0-1 your count. Logan, Lanzilli, and Weaver due up here in this sixth inning for Kannapolis. Logan had a double last time up in the fourth and a walk in the first as well. 0-1 from Corniel to Logan. Fastball is up and away. Good eye from the righty bat. 1-1 is your count. Again, Drake Logan, 19th round selection in 2022 out of San Diego, California. 1-1 fastball is up in the inner part of the plate for a called strike. 1-2. Corniel's pitch. Breaking ball away. 2-2. Logan, a product of Shelton State Community College, same school as 2022 Kannapolis Cannonballer Colby Smelly. 2-2 count, pitch on the way from Corniel, breaking ball, cut on and fouled off. Count moves to 2-2 and stays put. Chris Lanzilli, left fielder, awaiting on deck. 2-2 count, Corniel offers the pitch. This one is blooped down the right field line. That's going to stay fair, and charging in is going to be Morabell. Rounding first and stopping there is Drake Logan. He's got a multi-hit game. He's got a bloop single into right field for a base hit. One on and nobody down for the left fielder, Chris Lanzilli. Both hits for Drake Logan tonight have been oppo. A double down the right field line and now a bloop single into shallow right. It's going to be one for the spray charts. Lanzilli steps in. First pitch, fastball right down the middle for a called strike, 0-1. Lanzilli, an RBI double in the fourth. A 39th round pick by the San Francisco Giants was Chris Lanzilli in 2019. Did not sign, though. Pitch off the plate and away, 1-1. Lanzilli spent a lot of time at Wake Forest, and then he appeared in 59 games with the University of Arkansas as a grad student before signing with the White Sox. 1-1 fastball is in there for a called strike, 1-2. Cabrera Weaver, center fielder, awaiting on deck. 1-2 count on Chris Lanzilli. Stoneham, Massachusetts native. 1-2 count, pitch on the way from Corniel. Taps towards short, might be trouble. Cauley will move to second for one on to first. And it's a double play. It's a 6-3 double play. Chris Lanzilli grounds into it. Out at second is Drake Logan on a 6-U play by Cam Cauley. Good presence of mind to just take it to the bag himself. Now Cabrera Weaver steps in, nobody on, and two down. Cabrera Weaver will step in. He is 0-for-2 on the night. He'll take the first pitch that he sees, and it's outside. 1-0 your count. 1-0 count, pitch from Corniel. Weaver lifts this one high in the air into right field. Morabell backtracks initially, and then he comes in a couple of steps and makes the catch for the third out of the inning. So it's an unconventional 1-2-3 inning. The Ballers pick up their fifth hit of the night, but then a double play and a flyout sends things into the bottom half of the sixth here at Granger Stadium in Kinston. Tie ball game, 2-2 here in Kinston between the Ballers and the Woodies on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, Tyler Schweitzer's night is done. The Ballers will turn things over to a new arm on the bump. 6'2", 185-pound Ronnie, 22 years of age, a Lafayette, Louisiana native, former Ole Miss Rebel. It's Drew McDaniel wearing number 14 on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He will take over pitching duties for the Ballers. Tyler Schweitzer's night is complete. A 0-1 count on Gutierrez. Pitch is just a bit low and dug up by Pineda. 1-1 is your count. A masterful night for Tyler Schweitzer is complete. 5 innings, 6 punchouts, and a good debut for the lefty from Ball State. Pitch right down Broadway for a called strike on Gutierrez. 1-2 is your count as the Wood Ducks will send up the meat of the order. 1-2, swing and a miss at the plate on a breaking ball. He struck him out. Drew McDaniel picks up his first punchout of the night. Just one batter faced, one strikeout. And one down here in the bottom of the sixth. The ace in Morabell is going to step in. Drew McDaniel spending 3 games with the Ballers last season at the end of the 2022 campaign. Kind of struggled in each of those outings. Pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1 your count. In 3 1/3 innings last year, 8 hits, 4 runs, 4 walks, 4 punchouts. 0-1 fastball in there for a called strike. 0-2 your count. Morabell 0-2 with a flyout and a ground out in the first and fourth, respectively. He's got an 0-2 count. Fouls that pitch off for McDaniel. Count stays put at 0-2. 0-2 count. The righty offers the pitch. Breaking ball, and it hits Morabell on the inside of the leg. It'll be a one-out hit-by pitch, and the Wood Ducks have a base runner. McDaniel will now have to work from the stretch. One on and one down for Ian Moeller, the catcher. It is now time called. Pat Leland, manager for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, is going to come out and have a chat with home plate umpire Tyler Hovick. Not quite sure what the dispute is here, as it looks like Jason Morabell is over at the first base bag. Not sure if Leland is arguing potentially that it didn't hit him. Now the argument adjourned. Leland is back in the dugout. Morabell's at first. Moeller at the plate against Drew McDaniel. McDaniel, former Ole Miss Rebel, part of that championship-winning team. As the pitch gets away from the catcher in Pineda, gets loose behind the plate, and advancing to second is Jason Morabell. It'll be a wild pitch off the arm of Drew McDaniel. But now the Wood Ducks are the runner in scoring position. And a 1-0 count on the Dubuque, Iowa native, and Ian Moeller. Moeller is 0-2, a ground out in the second, and a strikeout in the fourth. 1-0 offering from McDaniel. Chopper up the middle. Sanchez can't make the play cleanly. Sprinkle backs him up, and nobody's going to get any outs, and everybody is safe. Ian Moeller at first safe, and at third goes Jason Morabell. Kind of a tougher play, but they are going to give an error on it. It looks like Sanchez is going to get credited with the error, so it'll be a E4 on the play. That'll send things to Glader Figueroa. Now runners on the corners and one down. Kind of an interesting play that was for Drew McDaniel and the Ballers. It's now time called, and it's a pitch clock violation for Drew McDaniel. 1-0 count will be automatically awarded to Glader Figueroa. Took his time, did Drew McDaniel, just a little too much. 1-0 pitch on the way. Big swing and a miss from Figueroa. Is fouled off. 1-1 your count. Runner at third is Jason Morabell. At first is Ian Moeller. The Wood Ducks have the go-ahead run 90 feet away here in this bottom of the sixth inning. Drew McDaniel looking to get out of this inning unscathed. He's got some work to do, just the one out. 1-1 count. Here's the offering from the righty. Inside of a breaking ball. Good scoop behind the dish by Pineda. 2-1 is your count. Again, a good scoop by Pineda. Breaking ball by McDaniel. Kind of got loose. Almost hit Figueroa in the legs. It's a 2-1 count. McDaniel comes set, pitch on the way. This one's lifted high and deep into right field, backtracking Drake Logan. He looks up. It's off the top of the wall, stays in play. Scoring on the play is Morabell. Moeller heads to third, and standing up into second is Glader Figueroa. The Down East Wood Ducks have struck now for a run scored. Glader Figueroa has another base knock. It's a multi-hit game. And now Down East on top 3-2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Ian Moeller goes to third to second Figueroa. As the Wood Ducks strike here for another run. They're on top 3-2. They're being out hit 5-4. But now two in scoring position. And Miguel Villarroel steps in. 1-2 on the night. Breaking ball from McDaniel. Just a bit off the plate and away. 1-0 your count. McDaniel's allowed just the one hit off the bat of Glader Figueroa. A 1-0 big swing and a miss from Villarroel. It is fouled back. 1-1 your count. Daniel Cueva, second baseman awaiting. He is on deck. Moeller at third, Figueroa at second. Pitch on the way. Chopped foul by Villarroel. 1-2. Again, McDaniel, in three outings for the Ballers in 2022, struggled in each of them. And in this one, he's run into some trouble as well. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Drew McDaniel picks up his second strikeout of the night. Miguel Villarroel down looking at strike three. Two down. Runners still on second and third. And Daniel Cueva steps in. Daniel Cueva with a big opportunity here to give the Wood Ducks some insurance. He'll take the first pitch fastball inside for McDaniel, 1-0. Cueva 0-for-2, a flyout in the third, and a strikeout in the fourth. 1-0 pitch on the way. Fastball is just a bit low. 2-0 your count on Cueva. Yossi Gallon, left fielder, awaiting. So McDaniel trying to get out of this half inning. 2-0 lifted high and foul. 2-1 your count. Again, the Wood Ducks on top 3-2, bottom of the sixth inning. They're being out hit 5-4 by the Ballers. But that one error from Wilbur Sanchez earlier in this frame looming large. McDaniel trying to get out of this jam. 2-1 to the plate. Swung on and fouled off by Cueva. Not quite sure if that was a foul ball or a complete swing and a miss, and it got by Pineda. The runners certainly reacted as such that it was a swing and a miss, and Pineda lost the ball. However, running into some trouble there is Cueva. 2-2 count, two outs. McDaniel will come set on the bump. 2-2 count, here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back. Count remains 2-2. Again, Yossi Gallon, a very dangerous bat awaiting. 2-2 for McDaniel. Sharp grounder to first. Elko gets in front of it, makes the play. He'll step on the bag at first and get the out. And further crisis is averted. It's a ground out to Tim Elko at first for Daniel Cueva. And the Wood Ducks are only able to get the one run in the inning. But it's a very important run. It puts them on top 3-2. We're headed to the back third of baseball, top of the seventh inning, after a quick break. On the way after the Ballers, Baseball Network. Down East Wood Ducks will change things over to the fifth different pitcher of the night. It's Matt Broski, the righty, 5'10", 190-pound righty from Middleburg Heights, Ohio, an eighth-round selection in 2022 by the Texas Rangers. Out of Youngstown State is Matt Broski. He'll deliver the first pitch at the top of the seventh to Wilbur Sanchez. It is off the plate, 1-0 is your count. Broski's pitch to Sanchez, bloop towards left. Yossi Galán doesn't have to move, though. He will make the catch for the out. One down now in the top of the seventh inning. Top of the order due up, it's Jordan Sprinkle. Ballers trailing 3-2 to the Down East Wood Ducks here at Granger Stadium. Pitch on the way for Sprinkle, it's off the plate and away from Broski. 1-0 your count. Sprinkle a walk in the first, a ground out in the second, a strikeout in the fourth. It's been a minute since he's been at the plate. 1-0 off the plate and away, 2-0. Broski, the 23-year-old, is the fifth arm used tonight by the Wood Ducks. Sharp grounder to third on the 2-0. Making a clean play is Figueroa. Throw over to first is not in time. Jordan Sprinkle able to leg out an infield single, and it's a one-out base runner for the Ballers. One on and one out now for Kannapolis, and Mario Camilletti, the DH, will step in. Mario Camilletti, a walk in the first, a fly out in the third, a ground out in that fourth. Sprinkle at first. A good lead. Broski's pitch, fastball upper part of the zone for a called strike, 0-1. Camilletti, the Central Michigan product, eighth round pick in 2022. 0-1 count, Broski's pitch. Sharp liner in the left for a base knock. Another base hit for Kannapolis. Back-to-back singles. It's Jordan Sprinkle and Mario Camilletti, both now on base on second and first. And the big power bat of Tim Elko will step in. Tim Elko will dig in. Two on and one out. Top of the seventh inning, Ballers running out of time if they want to come back from down one. Pitch on the way. Inside and low, 1-0 your count on Elko. The Lutes Florida native is Elko, 10th round pick in 2022. Broski on the bump, kind of closed off. Offers the 1-0, fastball is outside, good patience at the plate. 2-0 your count on the Ballers three-hole batter in Tim Elko. Cleanup batter in Luis Pineda waiting on deck. 2-0 count. Broski taking his time. Looks at second, offers the pitch. Fastball in there for a called strike. 2-1 now, the former Ole Miss Rebel Tim Elko. Sprinkle at second, Camilletti at first. A lot of speed on the base pass. Elko grooves the 2-1 high and deep. Left center going back. It is out of here. It's a three-run shot. Tim Elko gives the Ballers the lead here in the seventh inning at Granger Stadium. First home run of the year for Kannapolis, and who else? It's Tim Elko. Ballers now on top 5-3 in the seventh inning in Kinston. That ball was absolutely tattooed into left center field. The Ballers now on top, 5-3. Sprinkle and Camilletti score on the play. Luis Pineda will step in. Broski's pitch off the plate and away, 1-0 your count. A great three-run shot from Elko. And the Ballers back on top, 1-0 swing and a miss, 1-1 your count. Broski on the bump, 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball grooved into left field for a base knock. The Ballers are cooking with gas in this seventh inning. That is now three singles, and they're all four hits in a row, two singles, a home run, and now a single from Luis Pineda. Four hits in the frame for Kannapolis, and Lion Tapia is going to dig back in. Tapia holding the bat close to his right ear. Proski's pitch, sharp grounder, diving stop at third by Figueroa. He'll spin and fire to first in time for the out. It'll be a 5-3 ground out for Lyon Tapia. That'll be two down. That'll be two out in the frame. And moving to second is Pineda on the play. So runner in scoring position, two down. And Drake Logan, the right fielder, is going to step in. Logan, a multi-hit game. Takes the first pitch from Broski, a bit off the plate and away. 1-0 your count. A double in the fourth, a single in the sixth for Drake Logan. Broski on the bump will deliver the pitch. Fastball just a bit low and inside to Drake Logan, 2-0. Tim Elko with that three-run home run also adds himself a multi-hit game. So that's two now on the evening for Kannapolis. 2-0 pitch on the way. Breaking ball spins away from Logan. 3-0. Chris Lanzilli, left fielder, awaiting on deck. Ballers on top now, 5-3. Thanks to a three-run blast from Tim Elko. 3-0 fastball right down Broadway. Drake Logan saw that one coming a mile away. 3-1 your count. Pineda at second with a good lead. No Wood Ducks trying to hold him at second. Broski takes a peek, 3-1. This one's lifted high and foul down the first baseline. Full count now on the right fielder, Drake Logan. Three-two count, two outs. Logan's pitch from Broski. Chop towards first. Abby Ortiz makes the play cleanly, and he'll step on the bag himself for the third out of the inning. But damage is oh so done. A three-run homer for Tim Elko, and the Ballers are back on top here in Kinston. 5-3 your score. Time to stretch here at Granger Stadium. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Yossi Gallant steps in after the seventh inning stretch here at Granger Stadium in Kinston. Leads it off for the Down East Wood Ducks. Drew McDaniel back out on the bump. First pitch is cut on the mist for strike 1-0-1 is your count. It'll be Yossi Gallant, Abby Ortiz, and Cam Cauley due up for the Wood Ducks as they now trail 5-3 as the Ballers pick up a big three-run home run off the bat of Tim Elko, and they're on top 5-3. McDaniel's fastball cut on the mist for a strike 0-2 your count. Working quickly is the left, is the righty, as he offers a breaking ball in the 0-2. Cut and a miss for strike three. Yossi Gallant strikes out for the second time tonight. That's now one down in the seventh inning. Abby Ortiz, first baseman, steps in. Abby Ortiz has been a pest all night for the Ballers. Except in that fifth inning, Schweitzer picked up his sixth and final strikeout of the night. Pitch on the way. Ortiz lifts this one, popped up in foul ground. After it is Lyon Tapia in foul ground. He will make the play over his shoulder in foul territory for the out. It's a pop out on the first pitch for Avi Ortiz. Two down now in the bottom of the seventh. Top of the order in Cam Cauley due up. Cam Cauley steps in. He is 0 for 3. A ground out, a line out, and a fielder's choice in the third. Drew McDaniels been able to mow through this order in the seventh. Pitch on the way, big swing and a miss, 0-1 your count. This ball game has almost changed kind of tides throughout this whole thing. The baller is able to get out on top early. Downey's kind of comes back in those middle innings. And now Elko with this big three-run home run completely flips the switch. Kannapolis now seeming to have all the momentum. 1-1 count on Cauley. McDaniels pitch. Chopped toward third. Tapia is going to have to come in on it. He's going to have to hurry. Throw over, and it's in time for the out. It'll ground out to third for Cam Cauley. And it's a 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Drew McDaniel. And that'll send things into the eighth here at Granger Stadium in Kinston. Ballers on top 5-3. We'll take a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network. We'll bring you all the action here from Kinston. Bottom third of the order due up in the top of the eighth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who lead 5-3 over the Downeast Wood Ducks here at Granger Stadium on opening night 2023. The Ballers looking to start off the year on a high note and move to 1-0 on the season. As back up the middle on a grounder is Lanzilli. First pitch is grounded up the middle. Making a clean play on it is the shortstop in Cueva. Fired a first in time for the out, just like that. One pitch and one out. Lanzilli grounds out. That'll send things to Cabrera Weaver, the center fielder. Cabrera Weaver, the Decatur, Georgia native. He is 0 for 3 on the night. Two ground outs and a flyout. Matt Braske again back out on the bump. For another inning of action. Pitch on the way. Fastball in there for a called strike. 0-1 your count. Weaver on an 0-1 count. Pitch on the way. And it bounces up and it pops Moeller in the face on a breaking ball. 1-1 your count. Weaver still searching for his first hit on the season. Wilbur Sanchez, second baseman, awaiting on deck. Here in the top of the eighth inning, Ballers on top 5-3. Weaver swings and misses on the 1-1 now, 1-2. Again, Cabrera Weaver back for his third iteration of time spent with Kannapolis. 1-2, swung and a miss at the plate. It's a strikeout for Matt Broski. Cabrera Weaver down on strikes. That is two down now in the eighth inning. That'll send things to the nine-hole man in Wilbur Sanchez. Wilbur Sanchez digs in. He's had quite an eventful night. He is 1-for-3 with a base knock. He'll foul that pitch off, and it lands foul. 0-1 your count. A Top of the order, and Jordan Sprinkle awaiting on deck. Broski's 0-1. Sanchez grounds this one foul. Nice hands by the third base coach. Our manager, Pat Leland, makes the play down the line. 0-2 count on Sanchez. Two down. Ballers on top, 5-3. Top of the eighth inning. Wood Ducks have six outs to play with on offense, but they are running out of time. Pitch fouled off by Sanchez. Keep the count at 0-2. Down the right field side, ball landing near the Mother Earth Pavilion. Of course, Mother Earth Brewery here in Kinston. Very popular choice amongst the Kinston locals. Pitch upstairs, 1-2, your count. 1-2 to Sanchez from Broski. Cut and a miss for strike three. It's a back-to-back punch-outs here in the eighth inning for Matt Broski. He gets a ground out and a pair of strikeouts, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. A much better inning in the eighth than he had in the seventh, as the Ballers on top 5-3. Bottom of the eighth when we return here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Drew McDaniel back out on the bump. Meat of the order due up again for the Down East Wood Ducks, this time in the bottom of the eighth inning. Anthony Gutierrez, Yason Morabell, and Ian Moeller due up 2-3-4. And the first pitch to Gutierrez grounded towards short. Sprinkle makes a backhand play. Throw is wild, and it gets loose down the first base line. It stays in play. And now whistle blow. It looks like the umpire waves things off, and it sends Gutierrez to second on the play. Looks like the fans down the first baseline might have interfered with the play. Luis Pineda opting to interject with the umpire, let him know, hey, the fan got in the way down there. Nonetheless, Gutierrez to second on the play. There's two scoring situations that could be. It for sure is an error on Sprinkle on the throw that allows Gutierrez to get to second. As Morabell steps in now against Drew McDaniel, the righty. Pitch on the way. Check swing fouled off. 0-1 your count on Yason Morabell. They're going to call it a single and then an error allowing him to get to second. So Gutierrez does get credit for a base hit on the play. 0-1 to Morabell is inside and low. 1-1 your count. One on Morabell. He was hit by a pitch in the sixth. The ground out in the fourth. A fly out in the first. As the Wood Ducks now threatening in this bottom of the eighth inning. Trying to get back in this game. They trail by two. 1-1 fastball is in there for a called strike. McDaniel sneaks a fastball in the inside corner. 1-2 your count. Ian Moeller, catcher, awaiting on deck. Gutierrez at second with a good lead. McDaniel's 1-2. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Pineda with the tag out. And that is another punch out for Drew McDaniel, his fourth on the night. That is now one out and a runner on second still. And to send things to Ian Moeller, the cleanup batter. A great opening night crowd here in Kinston. It's the Ballers and the Wood Ducks kicking off their 2023 season tonight. Game one of 132 on the year. Pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 your count on Moeller. Hopes are high, of course. These two sides hoping to contend for a championship. 0-1 on the way. McDaniel breaking ball. Gets loose Pineda. And it looks like the home plate umpire is going to move the runner to third on the wild play. Looks like they're going to issue it as a balk, perhaps, allowing the runner to advance. Nonetheless, at third is Gutierrez. McDaniel's pitch to Moeller is low. 1-1 is your count. It looks like it is a balk that allowed Gutierrez to get to third. So a 1-1 count now on Moeller. Here's the pitch from McDaniel. This one is lifted in the air left field. That's going to be trouble. Lanzilli can't get there in time. That'll roll all the way to the wall. Scoring is Gutierrez. Headed to second is Moeller. And it'll be an RBI double off the bat of the catcher, Ian Moeller. And the Wood Ducks now have dug into the lead. It's 5-4. The tying run now at second. And down east is threatening. Glader Figueroa is going to step in with an opportunity to provide more heroics. Now it looks like time called, and Pineda's going to go a chat with Drew McDaniel. Ballers now having to play a little carefully. Glader Figueroa is going to step in. He's got a multi-hit game. Single in the fourth and a double in the sixth. McDaniel will look at second. Pitch on the way. Sharp grounder just foul down the first baseline. 0-1 your count on Figueroa. Moeller was hustling from second to third, trying to get that tying run across the plate. Are the Wood Ducks. They have five outs to work with, basically. Because we're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers need five outs to complete the victory. Pitch on the way. Swung on and lifted high and foul. 0-2 your count on Glader Figueroa. Figueroa is going to be a powerhouse of offense for Down East this year. Very aggressive batter at the plate. He is not afraid to put a ball in play. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. He takes quite a few amount of shots. 0-2. This one is blooped down the line and left. That's going to hook foul. That ball would have been trouble as Moeller was headed rounding third and was going to head home. Lion Tapia trying to hustle over there. Almost had trouble. Ball was about 5 feet away from being a fair ball and potentially tying this ball game. 0-2 count on Figueroa. One down. Runner on second. McDaniel's got four punch outs through two and a third. He's looking to clean things up here in this eighth inning. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swing and miss that. The plate on a breaking ball. And it's going to be a fire to first to confirm the strikeout. But it's a K-2-3 in the book. Drew McDaniel picks up his fifth strikeout of the night. Headed to first was Figueroa, but a good throw from Pineda. So two down now, and Miguel Villarroel will step in. Miguel Villarroel with two out and a runner on second against the righty Drew McDaniel. Pitch on the way, breaking ball, swing and a miss. Looking like a changeup off the arm of McDaniel. 0-1 your count. McDaniel's got the stuff working now against Miguel Villarroel. He is 1-for-3 at a double in the fourth. He swings and misses again on the 0-1. Look at the slider from McDaniel. Now the Ballers one strike away from getting out of this pickle. Oh, 2 count, two outs. McDaniel to look at second. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Villarroel tried to hold back, and he did. That was close, though. 1-2 is your count on Miguel Villarroel. Daniel Cueva waiting on deck. McDaniels 1-2. Swung on and popped up in foul ground. Stays in play. McDaniel chasing after it as well as Pineda. And that ball is going to land on the netting here at Granger Stadium. Almost a close play. Just unable to get there, though, was Pineda. So it'll be a 1-2 count. On Miguel Villarroel, Cueva waiting. Runner at second is Ian Moeller. A big spot here for the Ballers and Drew McDaniel. Here's the pitch. Swung on, sharply grounded to first. Elko stays in front of it. He'll step on the bag at first, and that's the third out of the eighth inning. Crisis averted. No tying run scored for the Wood Ducks. They do get one back on Anthony Gutierrez scurrying home. Ian Moeller with the RBI double, but he's stranded at second. The baller is able to get out of the jam. They need three outs in the bottom of the ninth, but they'll get to bat one more time. Top nine headed your way after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the ninth, top of the order, do up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Jordan Sprinkle, Mario Camaletti, and Tim Elko do up. Ballers on top 5-4, looking to add some insurance here as the Ballers are three outs away in the bottom of the ninth from picking up their first victory of the year. Pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count on Jordan Sprinkle. 1-for-3 on the night is Sprinkle. 0-1 outside, 1-1. Matt Broski back out on the bump for another inning of action. Inning number 3 of work. Sprinkle chops the 1-1 towards third. Figueroa makes the play, has to hurry, fires the first in time for the out. It's a 5-3 ground out. Jordan Sprinkle is the first victim of the top of the ninth inning. Mario Camaletti will now get another turn. Camaletti a single in the seventh inning. Was able to get on base before Tim Elko stepped in and crushed a ball. We'll just say that. He crushed a ball. Broski's pitch. Fastball is upstairs. A 1-0. You're swung and fouled off by Elko. Just got a piece of it. It heads straight back. Count will move 0-2. Luis Pineda waiting on deck. The catcher. 0-2 count, one out. Pitch on the way from Broski. Elko fights this one off down the right field line. Heads up down to the Mother Earth Pavilion. Count will remain 0-2. Elko stands, relaxed hands, bat over the right shoulder, 0-2. Swung and a miss at a breaking ball. It's a strikeout for Matt Broski. His third one of the night. Elko down, swinging and missing at a slider from Matt Broski. So now two outs, runner on first, stays put in Camaletti. And now Luis Pineda is going to step in. Pitch on the way from Broski. Pineda cuts on it, lifts it high and foul. 0-1 your count. Pineda's reached base tonight twice. He had a walk in the third, a single in the seventh. Strikeout in the first and a flyout in the fifth. Pitch on the way from the righty. Fastball is in the upper part of the zone for a called strike, 0-2. Camiletti with a good lead at first. Pineda with an 0-2 count. Pitch on the way from Broski. Another breaking ball. This one's outside, 1-2. One, two count, two outs, pitch on the way. Fastball just a bit low and outside, 2-2 count. Good eye from Luis Pineda. Lion Tapia waiting on deck. Broski's 2-2 offering. Skips in the dirt, Moeller makes the grab. Fakes like he's going to throw to first to try to get Camiletti, but he does not go. Count remains full, a good at-bat from Luis Pineda. Went down 0-2, and he's climbed all the way back to a full count. Broski's full count offering. Breaking ball upstairs. It slipped out of the hands of Broski. It'll be a free pass issued. So Camiletti and now Luis Pineda get free passes in this ninth inning. Two on and two down, and Lion Tapia is going to step in. Lion Tapia has reached base twice tonight. A walk in the first, a hit-by-pitch in the fifth. He's got two on and two out here in the ninth. Pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1, your count on Lion Tapia. Matt Broski through 2 2/3. He's got a total of three punch-outs. Pitch in there for a called strike, 0-2, your count. 0-2, two down. Tapia fighting at the plate. Pitch on the way. Check swing, he definitely goes around, does Tapia. And Matt Broski picks up his fourth punch out of the night. A swing and a miss from Lion Tapia will conclude matters on top of the ninth inning. But Ballers, three outs away from victory. They'll turn things over onto the bump, and the Ballers are looking for their first victory of the season. Bottom nine after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ballers will turn things over to their third and hopefully final pitcher of the night. 6 foot, 220-pound, 23-year-old, a 15th-round pick in 2022 out of Wellesley, Massachusetts. Former Duke Blue Devil, it's the righty Billy Seidel making his first appearance of the season for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's a save situation. Looking to pick up the save here in opening night against the Down East Wood Ducks. Daniel Cueva will step in at 7-8-9 due up for the Wood Ducks in this bottom of the ninth. First pitch, showing bunt was Cueva, and he has to hold back, and he flails his arms and legs trying to avoid the pitch from Seidel. 1-0 is your count. Here on the Wood Ducks second baseman, Cueva, Galan, and Ortiz due up All trying to beat Billy Seidel on the bump. First pitch was inside. Second pitch also inside. 2-0 is your count. Billy Seidel returning to Kannapolis. He had 5 games in 2022. He held opponents scoreless in all 5 innings. He allowed just 2 hits, and he got 6 punch-outs in his 5 outings for Kannapolis. 2-0 chopped towards second. Wilbur Sanchez moves to his left, fires the first in time. 4-3 ground out. The Ballers 2 outs away from victory. Yossi Galán will step in. He's 0-3. Billy Seidel, again, former Duke Blue Devil. 17 appearances last year for Duke. 9 starts. 2-5 record with a 6.80 ERA. Made the transition to the bullpen, and he has been sharp. Big swing and a miss on a breaking ball. First pitch for Galán. 0-1 is your count. 0-1 count, one down. Seidel with a deep breath on the bump. Galán trying to stay alive at the plate. 0-1. Another breaking ball placed beautifully right down the middle for a called strike. 0-2. Galán has struck out twice tonight, swinging in the third and seventh. He flew out in the fifth to center field as well. Seidel is 0-2. Breaking ball gets out of the hands and wildly goes to the backstop. Pineda will just watch it go by him. 1-2, your count. One down. Seidel's pitch. Just a bit off the plate on another breaking ball. 2-2. Seidel trying to dance around Galán here. Doesn't really want to give him a fastball to hit. 2-2 count. 1 down. Here's the pitch. Fastball again low. Yossi Galán with some good patience. Goes from 0-2 down to now 3-2. Javi Ortiz, first baseman awaiting on deck. Seidel's 3-2 to Galán. Chopped foul. He just got a piece of it on a breaking ball. Count will remain 3-2. Billy Seidel has some moving stuff, folks. His fastball has got a little bit of cut to it. Doesn't matter what pitch he's throwing, it's got movement. 3-2 count. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Ballers are now 1 out away from victory. Billy Seidel picks up his first punch out of his outing. 2 down now, and the 9-hole man and Abby Ortiz will step in. Ortiz 0-2 in a walk in the third inning. Billy Seidel and the Ballers 1 out away from going 1-0 to start the year. Big swing and a miss on the first pitch. 0-1 your count. Billy Seidel looking to pick up a save. Every Baller on the top step of the dugout in down east. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. Swung and a miss again. Nice pitch by Seidel. 0-2. And now the Wood Ducks down to their final strike here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Ballers on top 5-4. A huge 3-run home run in the seventh from Elko. Handed the Ballers a big 5-3 lead. The Wood Ducks climb back in the eighth to get a run. This one is 5-4. 0-2 count, 2 outs. Bottom 9, Seidel takes a deep breath on the bump. Here's the pitch. Swung on and tapped, foul, heads up. Keep the count at 0-2. We'll do it again for Abby Ortiz. Ortiz, again, a walk in the third. Other than that, it is 0-2. A strikeout in the fifth and a pop out in the seventh. Seidel will do it again. 0-2 count. 2 outs. Here's the pitch. Fastball away, 1-2. Seidel threw a fastball there after he'd been throwing nothing but breaking balls, it seemed. This stuff has some movement. 1-2 count, glove set at the waist. 1-2 from Seidel. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 5-4 your score on opening night here in Kinston. They start the season off 1-0. And they pick up the 5-4 victory over the Down East Wood Ducks. In a game that saw the tides shift every inning, The Ballers pick up a huge 5-4 win and start the season off on a high note. A great outing from Tyler Schweitzer and a big 3-run homer from Tim Elko send the Ballers home happy here in Kinston. Ballers on top, and they win it 5-4. They out-hit the Downeast Wood Ducks 9-6. They do pick up two errors, but the Ballers end up on top in the runs column, and that is what matters. Quick post-game show headed your way after a short break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Welcome back into the broadcast booth here high atop Granger Stadium in Kinston, North Carolina, where the Kannapolis Cannonballers come up victorious on opening night over the Downeast Wood Ducks here at Granger Stadium in what was an amazing ball game. What a great first game we saw here in Kinston, a back-and-forth matchup that had a little bit of everything, a little bit of pitching, a little bit of offense, and really it was a complete ball game that sees the Kannapolis Cannonballers come out on top 5-4 over the Downeast Wood Ducks. They are out hitting the Wood Ducks in this one 9-6 as well. Two errors and none for the Wood Ducks. Two for the Kannapolis Cannonballers that do kind of bite them for a few runs. But in the end, the Ballers pick up the victory 5-4, and they will head home for a little bit of sleep tonight before they get back going tomorrow and Saturday here against the Downeast Wood Ducks. A 5-4 victory. It gives the Ballers a 1-0 record so far on the year. A couple notable performances for both sides before we send you on your way. Hope you're enjoying the rest of your night, as the Ballers definitely going to be enjoying the rest of their night. They are on top, victorious in Game 1 of the season. Jordan Sprinkle, 1-for-4. Mario Camiletti, 1-for-3 with 2 runs scored. Both guys pick up a walk as well. The big bat of Tim Elko comes up victoriously huge tonight. 2-for-4, it's a multi-hit game with a 3-run home run in the 7th inning that completely changes the tide of the ballgame. And it gives Kannapolis that needed edge in that 5-4 victory. Elko with a 2-for-4 night. 1-for-3 night for Luis Pineda in his first night as a Baller. He picks up his first hit at the Carolina League level. A multi-hit game for Drake Logan. 2-for-3 with an RBI. Chris Lanzilli as well. A 1-for-4 night with that RBI in the big time fashion. That fourth inning, Kannapolis able to pick up a run in the fourth. The Lanzilli RBI double. Drake Logan and Lanzilli again going back to back with the doubles. Hands Kannapolis that extra run in that fourth. And then a 1-for-4 night for Wilbur Sanchez. Again, 9 hits on the night, 5 RBI. They get 2 doubles, one from Logan and Lanzilli. And then, of course, the 3-run homer from Tim Elko gives the Ballers the 5-4 win. They only use 3 pitchers tonight. Tyler Schweitzer, 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 1 walk, and 6 punch-outs. Drew McDaniel has a night for the ages out of the bullpen. A really solid night for McDaniel. He goes 3 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, no walk, and 5 punch-outs. No walks from McDaniel. A good night indeed. And then Billy Seidel comes in that 9th inning and gets a 3-out save. Just a quick 1-2-3 save. Gets 2 punch-outs as well of Yossi Galan and Abby Ortiz. As for the Downeast Wood Ducks, they have a couple of standout performers as well. 6 hits on the night. A couple of multi-hit performances as well. Anthony Gutierrez, 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored. 1-for-4 with an RBI for Ian Moeller. 2-for-4 night with 2 RBIs for Figueroa. And Figueroa really proved to be a pest all night for Kannapolis. He seemed to always come in clutch with a couple of base hits here and there. And he just proved to be a struggle for Kannapolis tonight. Figueroa going to be a name to watch in the Carolina the league this season. And then a 1-for-4-9 for Villarroel with that RBI. Downeast picks up 6 hits, 4 RBIs. The double from Villarroel, a double from Moeller, and a double from Figueroa. No triples or home runs on the night. Porter, 2/3 of an inning, 1 hit, 1 run, 4 strikeouts. 4 walks, I should say, and a strikeout as we have fireworks going on in the background here in Kinston. It's opening night, of course. You got to show off some fireworks, of course, for the fans. 1 1/3 innings for Seth Clark. Nothing except 1 strikeout. A good inning out of the bullpen for Seth Clark. Dylan McClain, 2/3 of an inning. 3 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, and 3 punchouts. Corniel, 2 innings, 1 hit, and that's it. Nothing else. And then Matt Broski comes in. He is going to end up getting a loss as he allows that 3-run homer for Elko. 2 1/3, 4 hits, 3 runs, no walks, and 2 punch-outs. Ballers on top in game one of 132 here in Kinston, 5-4 over the Down Eastwood Ducks. We'll do it all again, hopefully, tomorrow. 7 o'clock first pitch is scheduled. A little bit of weather on the way here in the Eastern Seaboard, of course, but hopefully we get this game underway tomorrow as Peyton Paulette will make his first start as a member of the Kannapolis Cannonballers tomorrow night, and he will face off against Aiden Curry, the righty from Ossining, New York. As to the Ballers, Peyton Paulette, going to be a big matchup to watch tomorrow. Paulette, of course, the top prospect on the Ballers roster, second rounder from Arkansas. 7 o'clock first pitch, we'll have the call here live from Kinston as the Down East Wood Ducks and the Kannapolis Cannonballers hopefully will get games 2 and 3 of this series in this weekend. For everyone at home listening, appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us here on MILB.com, KCBallers.com, the MILB First Pitch app, and Stream Guys, of course, for providing us all of our broadcasting needs. Appreciate everyone tuning in. Thanks for hanging out. Dan Helody, as always, signing off and leaving you, as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball, stay blessed, and of course, until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win 5-4 over the Down East Wood Ducks in Game 1. We'll see about things here in Game 2. It's a 1-0 record for Kannapolis. They'll move to the top of the South Division. Nowhere else to go but the top. Cream of the crop rises to the top. We'll do it again tomorrow night, 7 o'clock here from Kinston. We'll see you then, and of course, enjoy the rest of your night. Have a great one, everyone.